Get a toll-free number for your business. Sound like a Fortune 500 company. No long-term contracts. Try it for free for 30 days at freedom800.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, I'm going to do a special report on it. Really, all that means is I'll actually dig up all the documentation, put it on screen. But I think I'm going to put together a special report this week or next week. Like, I'm going to do it. Where we show the CIA founding Mish magazine, the Pentagon declassifying by the 60s that they had funded through the Department of War, the suffrage movement, so that they could basically make women wards of the state. The entire Empower Women movement has turned them into pure sexual tart objects married to the state. Illegitimacy has gone from around 10% to over 50%. The prison population has exploded about 800%, depending on which numbers you look at. We are a cursed nation. It doesn't mean that I want to dial back women's suffrage. It's just that they will create a liberation movement not to liberate, but to create a new form of slavery. Just like they got rid of one form of tyranny, getting rid of segregation, then Jim Crow laws, and brought in another one, even more evil, because it really can't be seen as easily, and then people's identity is in being slaves of the state and being racially based, the exact opposite of what Martin Luther King tried to get people out of. And I say that because I did tape the Super Bowl, and I got off the radio, drove home, had friends and family over, we had it on the background, watched the end of it. Very good game, according to the standards out there. My mom was sitting there watching it going, best Super Bowl ever. She's the big football fan of the family. I mean, we all grew up being football fans. I grew up in Dallas, for heaven's sakes. It was like a religion. I think that's why I've kind of rebelled against it. And then after it was over, I went ahead and watched some swaths of it, and it was just pure anti-male garbage, anti-family garbage. You can see the theme. You've got T-Mobile ads saying, sorry, it's a boy when the baby's born. You've got Nissan with dad, the only good dad, because he delivers his girl to join the military to be killed. You've got, that's a Nissan ad. Well, that's a Toyota ad on the military front. You've got a, I'm going to go over all this today. It was simply mind-blowing how there was a unified theme going after fatherhood and implying that men existing suppresses women. They had a maxi pad always ad for feminine hygiene products where it's always like a girl. I mean, that's an incredibly rare statement that you fight like a girl, you swing a baseball bat like a girl, but they take that and rub it in to create animosity between men and women. That's all that's going on while the globalists rape us seven ways to Sunday and are bringing in planetary government and bombarding women with estrogen mimickers that give them breast cancer at 3,000% what it was 50-something years ago. There's no discussion of empowering women by getting them to learn how to use guns or getting women into jujitsu or boxing. No, no, the feminists don't want any of that. They want chicken-necked, cowardly, shaking women with their knees knocking together who are taught henpeck men, make them do what you say, make them even weaker than you, and that's how you're strong. Make boys sit down to go to the bathroom. Teach boys they're bad. They should get Gardasil shots, too. On and on and on. This is mind control. This is psychological warfare. So we're going to break all that down today. This will be a special report as we go over these clips, but I'm going to go in and get all the CIA documents, all the Department of War documents, the Edward Bernays documents. I'm going to get all these examples. I'm going to put a big report together showing all this. Feminism is to make you die alone. It is to make you by yourself, isolated, so corporate and government wolves can tear your guts out politically and then finally physically, and then suck you dry in a death camp hospital full of flesh-eating bacteria. That's it. It's a human reclamation center. The scoops are on the way. The scoops are on the way.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned in to his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
Year after year, we watch the threat steadily increase. And now, this winter has been the worst on record when it comes to our immune systems and health. For more than 2 years, InfoWarsLife.com has been watching this crisis intensify. And Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Complex was our answer. Using a proprietary process that takes ancient proven herbs and combines them with modern science, this powerful and affordable formula contains more than 14 key herbs and extracts, including echinacea, ginger root, elderberry, golden seal root, a proprietary yin chio formula, and many, many more. I take it, and so does my family. It's made in the USA, gluten-free, alcohol-free, no artificial flavors or colors, and not tested on animals. Take advantage of this introductory offer for Ancient Defense. Normally $19.95, now only $14.95. That's 25% off. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139 to secure your Ancient Defense.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Babies incinerated to heat UK hospitals. Soylent Green, ladies and gentlemen, is made out of people.
But now children are literally being passed through the furnace in order to fuel hospitals in the UK. They're being sacrificed on the altar of efficiency and prosperity.
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
The powdered flesh from dead babies. Some people believe they can cure disease.
Because of its enormous popularity, Soylent Green is in short supply. Remember, Tuesday is Soylent Green Day.
The supply of Soylent Green has been exhausted. You must evacuate the area.
Today is Tuesday! The federal court ruled that the shareholders of PepsiCo, big Bilderberg Group company, are not allowed to know what they're using the baby parts for in the flavoring, but we already know. So enjoy the flavor.
We're going to get the real solution, which is going to be a combination of death panels and sales taxes.
I'm consistently pro-death. I'm for assisted suicide. I'm for regular suicide. I'm for whatever gets the freeway moving.
Is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-up in medical costs? But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion.
They told me to say that they were sorry, but that you had become unreliable.
Is this the kind of society that you want to live in? Any kind of society that would do this to its children will do it to its senior citizens. It will do it to its dissidents. That kind of society will also eventually turn on its police, on its army, on its prison guards, on the Quislings and the collaborators who make that possible. This is nothing but a suicide cult.
The scoops are on their way. The scoops are on their way. I repeat, the scoops are on their way.
You will find out why Soylent Green means life. You will find out why Soylent Green means death.
We've got to stop them!
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
Soylent Green is people!
We're live, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm
your host, Alex Jones, on this live Monday, the second day of February 2015 global transmission. We have Marin Katusa, who owns copper mines and other mines around the world, founding director of Copper Mountain, Canada's third largest copper mine. Marin has been the chief energy strategist for KC Research for years, and he will be joining us, one of the most well-connected deal makers and successful portfolio managers in the energy and resource exploration sector. He's a mathematics professor. He left academics to apply his models to portfolio management. He's one of the most sought-after speakers and financial minds in the sector. He's a regular contributor to Business News Network, CNBC, RT, CBC, and Bloomberg and Forbes. He'll be joining us for a full hour today in the second hour to really give us his expert breakdown on where he sees the world economy right now and where it's going. Is it recessionary? Is it depressionary? Does he see any type of inflation in that mix? What's really behind the crisis with Russia? The saber rattling, the proxy war in Ukraine. Marin Katusa has the connections, and a very powerful interview he did a few months ago with David Knight that a lot of big brains complimented us on. So this is an interview you're definitely going to want to hear coming up in the second hour today with Marin Katusa, chief energy strategist for KC Research. Let me just first off tell you that we're going to be breaking down the Super Bowl, obviously. The theme was anti-family, anti-father, but just bossy all around. Just like last year, the First Lady came out and said, don't use the word bossy because it means that women are bossy when she's being incredibly bossy and control freak. She tells you what to eat. She tells your kids what to eat. She praises different TV shows that she thinks are putting on a good message. She's basically our queen, our god, our goddess, our boss. This is the cult government we live in. They'd like to turn this country into North Korea, where we all thank Kim Jong-un every morning, or Hillary Clinton or somebody for the sun coming up. Better vote for Hillary or you're against women. So we're going to be breaking that down. It's just so insulting to imply that men don't love their daughters just as much or more than their sons. My experience, more. They get spoiled more. I have two daughters. And they get given, basically, women in general, everything in society. And dads are out there with their daughters at softball games and baseball games and soccer games. And are 100% back in their daughters, but not because they got lectured to do so by five different ads they aired during the Super Bowl that I caught. Notice it's thematic, though. There's an agenda, just like when Eric Holder got up there before the radio and TV convention, the outgoing attorney general who never left, he resigned about eight months ago, wasn't it? He said, we need to literally brainwash people and be repetitive and never stop with our message on guns. And what's that? That guns don't save lives, that guns are evil, that guns kill children, that guns are the problem, not corrupt, bad people. So guaranteed, they had meetings when they said, what's the theme this year? You can see the theme everywhere. It's just every dad in a TV show is a gibbering idiot, sitcoms, cartoons. Men in general are bad. Men in general are scum. Men in general have nothing to offer. And then men began to see that image and think that's what's manly and begin to mimic it. And so women get to be alone and work 2-3 jobs and die alone. There is no team. There is no children. Or if there are children, mommy raises them, and your kids are 3 to 5 times more likely to be on drugs or in prison. But so what? What, are you attacking a single mom now? See, they've got it all set up where you can't even point out they're trying to destroy the human system, the human nuclear family, disdaining it as something disgusting and bad. Because the state wants to be the father, El Jefe. Everybody else is the state's hoe. And we're all to be pimped out. Men are to be emasculated. Women are to be destroyed in their powerful traditional genetic roles and reduced down to spies of the system. Bitter and unhappy, believing if they just serve the system a little bit more, that somehow Valhalla is just over the next hill. So we'll look at Always Feminine Products ad, Always Like a Girl. Toyota, My Bold Dad, presented by the Bold New Camry. So they were given their walking orders to put out these anti-dad messages. So this is a twist on it. He delivers his daughter, and what I've said 1,000 times, to the state. This is really about delivering your daughters to the state. He raises her everything and then turns her over to the state as she's got her combat bag on to be deployed to combat. You don't get that bag when you're deployed to boot camp. You get that at boot camp. She's been deployed to combat. Just like Private Lynch, and they killed members of her team to cover up the truth, that she cowered in fear, and it later came out it was to sell women on joining the military and for frontline combat. And that's only to get rid of frontline combat with humans. That's only to wreck the military and bring in machines that are already outperforming the drone pilots. The announcements have now been made. So Toyota did the only twist out of all the ads that looks like it's pro-dad, but only because he delivers her to the state as a sacrifice, a virgin to the gods of war. This is hardcore, folks. You want to talk about cabin in the woods? This is it, baby. Well, I'm not delivering my daughters to the state or my son to be sacrificed on your bloody altar. They're going to defend humanity, and if they have to, I know they're going to grow up straight and strong, and they'll do whatever it takes to defend humanity in the info war or beyond. But we don't go join this system to then be given deadly vaccines, and then be put on enemies list as soon as they're out of the military, and be put on death lists and not be given medical care. There's one thing still to sacrifice your sons to the state. That's always been done. But it's a new level to sacrifice the girls. Other cultures just won't give up their women. Only here in America is it a sacrament to do so on the bloody altar to Moloch. And you notice Pharaoh only called for the boys, the firstborn. See, this Pharaoh, this system, they wants it all. Because old kings and old kingdoms and old empires wanted big, strong masses of warriors. So they wanted women to bear them. Not anymore. Because the age of the computer and the robot is here. And the decision's been made at Davos and openly announced year after year. It's been announced in Wired Magazine. It's been announced by Microsoft. It's been announced by everyone. Back when I was first telling you it was not being announced, it was in white papers. Now it's being trumpeted that the age of humanity is over. The decision has been made to destroy us. And the first thing you do when you destroy us is you turn men against women and you disintegrate families. And you teach women through archetypal messaging in the sitcoms and dramas that dominating your man and then taking his money and kicking him out and breaking him is your great expression of power. And even mainstream news, they just showed one of the articles, in fact, print that for me, it says, my God, these ads are horrible. Ad after ad after ad.
about how dads are bad. Dads are just a side vestigial thing. They just deliver the sperm. And, okay, did you hear? They can create whatever fake sperm they want. And, baby, you don't need him. That's right. And they don't need you either. The robot factories are being prepared. The robots that work on the robots, the announcements have all been made. And if they succeed in this system, the robot override is 20 years off. The bioweapon releases all of it.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
My name is Dale, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com. Oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
When an emergency happens, you could be left to fend for yourself and your family. An outbreak of contagious disease can happen anywhere. Because we're faced with more diseases than ever before, we need a better solution than ever before. Fortunately, there is a simple, effective way to protect yourself. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. And it's powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is effective against more than 500 different disease-causing pathogens without encouraging drug resistance and without side effects. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported and is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the code SILVER2015 for 30% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Attention all radio listeners. Survival Life is giving away free credit card knives exclusively to our radio listeners here today. Visit MyCreditCardKnife.com to see this covert knife in action and claim yours for free. It's the same knife you've seen in the airline magazines for $29.95, but today it's yours free. Just pay shipping and handling. MyCreditCardKnife.com, MyCreditCardKnife.com. Go now.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, Immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
We are back live. I'm Alex Jones, your host. You notice that I introed the start of the broadcast with that Soylent Green boil down, dovetailing the fictional dystopic science fiction movie from the 1970s starring Chuck Heston
with real news clips concerning similar things now happening currently in real time. That's the backdrop, is that the so-called liberal spokespeople are always kill the troops, kill the infirm, kill the old people, abort the babies, infanticide up to age 3. British, Australian, and U.S. courts are saying pedophilia is normal and born that way. That's an article out today. It's in the New American Magazine. Does this sound like a group of people that care about the average person? Oh, they'll dangle old people and kids in front of us to pull on our heartstrings to, like, oh, do our agenda. Accept Obamacare. Accept victim disarmament. Accept planetary government. Accept social engineering. It's for the children. And then we line up and do whatever they say. But they're psychopaths. They're control freaks. They could care less. They're punching our buttons, laughing at us, and saying, oh, here's a 5 ads during the Super Bowl about how dads should behave. Dads, you need to be there more for your daughters. Dads, you need to make your daughters join the military. Dads, you know, it's bad that you had a son. On and on and on. There wasn't an ad about China killing tens of millions of newborn girls every year. Oh, no, no, that'd be politically incorrect because that's a communist regime. You don't criticize them. So I'm going to play these clips coming up in the next segment and do a whole report on this. When feminism comes to the Super Bowl, it looks like hashtag like a girl. How about an article, hashtag like a girl, showing women being trained how to use firearms? Oh, no, 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 no. That's not how you empower a woman. No, 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 no. And you don't empower a woman to understand how vital it is to find a male who understands the family is a survival unit designed to build wealth and strength and security and honor, and that it's dishonor that's destroyed us, and that this has been done scientifically. When you understand it's been done scientifically, how creepy is that? And that the average woman's identity is thinking men are screwing them over, and then the men have been taught to act like mindless thugs and watch football all day. While we're all being ruled over. So I want to open the phones up concerning the Super Bowl. You can give us your take on it. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We're going to break down this information, play these commercials, and then take your calls. Then we're going to get into Obama. Says it's time to get vaccinated. Quote, get your kids vaccinated. They're trying to use this measles outbreak as a big hype that it's you people that didn't get vaccinated that caused this, when it's clearly illegals pouring in. That's even in mainstream news. And those that have been vaccinated that are causing the measles. If that's buried in the articles that, yeah, these Disney workers had been vaccinated, we don't know why they got it right after they got vaccinated. Well, the stinking insert, kind of like gasoline, you buy a gas tank, it says flammable, don't have fire or smoke around this, and you pull a cigarette out and light it when you're pouring gas, you know, in your gas tank, and it blows up, and you wonder why it blows up. I mean, it says it can give you measles. And so what if you get measles? Whoop-de-doo. The vaccines are what you got to worry about historically. And there's another video up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. He's done it again. Video, San Diegans want pets covered under Obamacare. And he says, yeah, you know, people making $80,000 a year should pay for your pet. And the people are like, absolutely. And they sign a petition wanting something free. This is monstrously dangerous because you got to understand, he's not cherry picking. You can go to any liberal area, really authoritarian, lazy blobs. They're not really liberals. And these people will sign to take your guns, to put you in a FEMA camp, to be forced labor for Democrats. I mean, these are lazy yes men, no intellectual acumen, no understanding of history. These are very dangerous, 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 dangerous people. That's why they're pushing infanticide up to 3 or 5 now. That's why they've got death panels killing troops, not giving them health care. Nobody's coming to help them. They're going to keep murdering them en masse. That's why they got old people getting euthanized all over the West. because folks don't care about each other. The Republicans can't even ban partial birth abortion. And so they're going to abort your pension funds, they're going to abort your prosperity, and we're all going to be annihilated and enslaved if we don't turn this around by the total criminals that have taken
over. We're on the march.
We're going to stand up for each other.
The empire's on the run.
They want to get rid of the family.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You understand that? It's scientific.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos, read the information there compiled, and for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, the tank's covered.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
So the big theme at the Super Bowl this year was, quote, feminism and the establishment brand of that. Women being worshipped, riding giant beasts, men bowing down to them. Fathers being told they're not doing enough for their children and their daughters in ad after ad. It's systematic, it's pre-planned, it's pre-deployed. And there's big backlash against it. But the Super Bowl is one of the only places that still has a larger audience, over 100 million. Then you have every other major channel reporting on what happens during the Super Bowl, so it has that amplification factor. But to be clear, this is not feminism about empowering women. It's about ensuring that they're all forced into the workforce so that they can pay taxes, so families can be broken up, and so children can become basically wards that are raised by the state and by the iPhones and Android tablets that are in the news today in a major pediatric journal, brain damage in children. Just one more to legions of studies. This is a scientific takeover. Meanwhile, you take the political correctness of zero tolerance in a Texas town. This is in New York Daily News. We have an article up on Infowars.com. Fourth grader says he has the one ring. School suspends him for terrorist threat, dad says. Texas boy suspended for saying he could make classmates disappear with Lord of the Rings sorcery. And he looks about as sweet as you could ever be. The ring little Aiden brought to school may have been the true ring of power, but it had enough controversy to get him suspended from Kermit, Texas school. That's right. Tolkien lore led Texas boy to suspension after he brought his one ring to school. He wanted to come and play Ring of Power. I mean, I play all sorts of games with my six-year-old who still likes to play make-believe stuff, where she, you know, I'm Godzilla and she's a big robot and defeats me and blows me up. Well, she deserves to be arrested, I guess. See, it's thought crime. Play the violent video games, go see the movies, but the minute you say bang, or the minute you draw a picture of a gun, or the minute you even say you have a magic ring that can make you disappear, that's a threat. See, it's mind control, an obsessed, weird country where you don't know reading, writing, or arithmetic. You don't know who the founders were. You don't know common sense. Don't know what due process is. But you know, that's a threat saying you've got a magic ring. You're kicked out of school. You're like, well, that's crazy. That's over the top. No, it's not. It's totalitarianism. Again, we've seen many cases where kids are seen playing with Nerf guns in their front or backyard. The neighbor calls the school, and they're suspended, saying it's against policy, even though the policy isn't law, and it doesn't extend to your home. Fourth grader suspended for bringing Nerf gun to show and tell. That's one article they found. The other one was, school suspends boy for playing with Nerf gun at home. It's a power grab, people. It's social engineering. Remember what the Attorney General said to the radio TV convention? He said we need to brainwash the public and be repetitive and literally brainwash the public against the guns. Well, they're doing it against the family as well, creating some idea as men and women, husbands and wives, grandparents sit around. I mean, there I am with my mom, my dad, the kids, the family. And we've eaten dinner and we're watching the second half of the Super Bowl. And I'm pointing out propaganda and all this occultic garbage. And it's just attacking us. It's attacking the human unit that it knows it's trying to suck in. I mean, my grandmothers knew that the world didn't care about their families and that family came first and that it was an operation where people built each other up. And my grandfathers would do anything for their wives, and they'd do anything for their husbands, and they were on a team, and they were cool. And they had their act together. They wanted their sons and daughters to be strong. They wanted them to be successful and honorable. I mean, I look at women today compared to my grandmothers, they're a joke. They're a joke on average. I had one grandmother still alive at 90 years old. But just smart, tough as nails, sweet at the same time, very feminine, but very strong, and not screwed up, realizing that they were there to hold a family together. And now, the average woman thinks she's on some football team against men, when men are out of the game, brainwashed, brain damaged, totally destroyed, arrested development, gone. You watch any of these shows, the idiot guy gets the girls, which isn't how the world works. And the dad's always a moron and lazy. We all laugh at that and think it's funny. And they start out with images that are adorable, like an Archie Bunker. By the time they're done with it, it's married with children. And then now the dads, every show, are a complete joke, a complete fool. And mom runs the show. And mom does what the state says. Gloria Steinem, in her book, admitted, and it was declassified, that Miss Magazine was started by the CIA to break up families. And to make women feel guilty if they wanted to raise the children and run the house. That's the cave. That's the base. That's everything. That is what you're going to work to get money to fund. And now they're reversing it, saying dads need to come in and help with the kids more, and mom's going to be the executive. And in most cases now, 65% of college graduates are women. Most of the low-level and mid-level executive jobs are now going to women by design. And then they go out, and they all have artist boyfriends who are going to make it someday, baby. Never buy them anything. Never take care of them. And the woman sits there and treats them like a little boy. Even if they have a kid, he's a little boy. And she gives him the money. And just like I saw growing up in the black communities when I'd go over to my black friends' houses in nice neighborhoods, but also in the projects. Football, baseball, you name it. And I just remember, like, you never saw a dad around, and sometimes dad would show up from work. He, you know, he'd usually live with his mom down the street, and then he would come and give part of his money to the mama who was the boss. And that's if he even worked or wasn't in prison. And now that's the model. And you see these totally unfulfilled women freaked out. By the time they get about 40, they start looking for a real man. And let me tell you, there isn't many of them. You've been biologically robbed. I hope you enjoy it, because it's only the beginning. They robbed you everything you could have been, everything you would have been. Women are what empowers men and what empowers civilizations. And you take women out, you take down the civilization. Women are the heart, the beating heart of humanity. And look what's been done to them. Oh, we got some free Obamacare for you. It's always a free ride, isn't it? Think you got that free ride? Think you got some free vaccines? Got some free birth control at Planned Parenthood? Before you take those subdermal time-release drugs, you need to look into what they really do to you. I'm not even going to tell you what to do to you. Go look it up. Just find out you're not getting a free ride. Just like the black community signed on to the Great Society and liberalism, and it's more than quadrupled illegitimacy, cut the jobless rate, it's expanded, it's doubled. Total breakdown. You think that was all just a little accident? This is a scientific plan. I want to go to your phone calls, but first let's play some of these clips. Let's play the Always Like a Girl ad by Always, which is, again, a feminine hygiene product, which implies that men everywhere are insulting each other, saying you're like a girl, when I have really probably never heard this statement other than Hollywood movies. And notice, they're always the one hyping racism and sexism in movies like it's really going on. So here it is. You tune in, and this is what you're bombarded with in a unified, and then the halftime show matches it, all unified propaganda. That's the big takeaway here. You're being propagandized. Let's go to that clip.
Hi, Aaron. Show me what it looks like to run like a girl. Show me what it looks like to fight like a girl. Now throw like a girl.
Aw.
So do you think you just insulted your sister?
No. I mean, yeah, insulted.
She's a bad man. Bad man.
My name is Dakota, and I'm 10 years old.
Show me what it looks like to run like a girl.
Oh, see, women have value.
Throw
they
like
play
a
this
girl.
Epic music. Oh, my gosh.
Fight like a girl.
And the state's empowering. It's going to take good care of you. Just
what does it mean to you when I say run like a girl?
It means run fast as you can.
How about run like a human? Rewrite the rules. There you go. Oh, don't worry. They're rewriting the rules. The end of humanity is here. Could humans come together, realize the divide, realize the manipulation? I don't know. It's too fun to hear the epic music of the bad boys that want to suppress the little girls. creating guilt in them so they'll do what they're told by the women who are the policemen of the state, the social engineers. I mean, it's a fact. I've read Bernays' books. I've read the white papers. I've made films on it, the film Endgame. This is what's going on. Now, this is a twist on it because Toyota's told this is your job, you know, make it about moms and dads, make it about girls, make that the focus. And so Toyota comes out with this great dad that raises this great girl, but then he delivers her with her combat bag to deploy to combat. So he deploys her to be sacrificed directly to the state in the final twilight of humanity. As we're being phased out, we're now going to throw our girls down the garbage disposal of these illegal wars. Let's go to that clip.
Being a dad is more than being a father. It's a commitment, one that will make a wonderful human being who will make their own choices someday.
That's right. Never direct your children in any way. Never teach them any knowledge you were handed down. Cut that off now. Don't tell children anything you learned. Let the state and the media. That's what the media always says. Don't tell your kids what to believe. Don't tell them what to think. Don't. What? But the media is, the Super Bowl ads are, the public school is going to teach a six-year-old how to fist. Sorry to use a term like that. That's what they teach them in public school, how to masturbate. But see, No. You let the system program your kids. You don't say anything to them. Think about how creepy this is. Let's go to the next one. All emotional. Here's the Nissan ad with dad. See, dad's not home enough during this 1 minute, 30-second ad. Dad's bad. Dad's bad. But it doesn't matter. He still gets a car. That makes it okay. Here's the Nissan ad.
I opened the eyes just the other day. We came to the world in the usual way. There were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away. And he was talking for a new week. And as he grew, he'd say, I'm going to be like you.
Oh, he drives away. He's not there. He's a NASCAR driver.
And the cats in the cradle and me.
He's a bold man, but that hurts the child.
When you that I don't know when, but when you get together then, you know we'll have a good time then.
It's so terrible that his dad wasn't there for him, and his dad's on the risk of his life.
He said, thanks for the ball, Dad, come on, let's play. Can I meet me to throw? I said, not today, I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay, and then
dad's out there winning, but he's not there for his child.
You know I'm gonna be like him.
It's all about guilt. Dad's guilty, but he takes his son, and basically he's about to be 16. He's going to give him that car. It's all unsaid, you can tell. It's all right. He gives him a car. It makes it all right. Very sophisticated ads. Because, again, it's not enough that men are out there busting their butt, working so hard. You know why companies want men? You know why men sailed the ships and did all that? Because when men start dying, men can continue operating. Men's brains are designed that way. And will stay on task. Women are designed to be able to take care of children and to process things and to try to have a happy society. But they're ending that whole world. And so they have to even attack men for going out and sacrificing and working so hard and staying at those jobs. They call it a glass ceiling because statistically women are paid 20% less than men. It's because women generally want to quit and have children. And it's because women want to take more vacation. And statistically, women don't want to stay as late. And I don't blame them. It's men that are meant to go out and not sleep for 3 days chasing down mastodons to run them over the side of a cliff to haul back enough dried meat that everybody survives to the winter. I mean, do you understand the journey that men and women have been through on this planet everything we did working together to survive, and then they claim it's all about men suppressing women and all about this great oppression. When women love their sons and their daughters, and fathers love their sons and daughters, in every culture, men were more valued on the surface because they stayed part of your clan or your group. And you love them so much, you didn't want to lose them. But if you had a daughter, they would then go join another group and leave you. And why did every society have that system? Because it's the only one that worked, ladies and gentlemen, and the establishment is destroying it, and notice society's falling apart. We're going to go to break and talk to Mark, John, Joe, Indigo Kid, and others that are patiently holding. I want to get your take on Super Bowl, halftime, brainwashing, all of it. Briefly, we're going to end all the specials today. It always takes us a few days after the specials end to get them off InfoWarsStore.com. The free shipping on ProPure and water filtration systems ends. The 45% off the yearly membership at PrisonPlanet.tv ends. And a bunch of other specials end. I'm going to tell them to take it down tomorrow morning from InfoWarsStore.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. We've got a special. We're continuing two bottles of X2 Nation Iodine with a free bottle of Ancient Defense Herbal Booster, Herbal Immunity Booster, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Look, scientifically directed anti-human behavior is going on. We need to come together as humanity, every race, color, and creed, and every gender, and defeat the tyranny.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage, or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Thank you. InfoWars.com reporter loves the Patriots. And he is so happy today, let me tell you. I wish I could tell the story he was just telling me. And the photos he was just showing me. You got to put those on Facebook, bro. Oh, man. Should have been out with him last night. Oh, boy. That guy's an animal. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, they don't want us to be animals, strong, virile, or feminine if you're a woman, human. They want to just, oh, it's bad that men are better at football. It hurts women. Look, have a bunch of ads about how women have value. It's like you can't tell one of your children, hey, you did really good on this test score. Oh, don't say that. Your other children don't feel thanked. They're going to be basket cases in life when someone else succeeds and they don't. It's like all this Dr. Spock stuff, don't discipline your kids. Look how screwed up society is now. This has all been done by design. And then is this freedom? Texas boy suspended for saying he could make classmates disappear with a Lord of the Rings sorcery ring if they put it on? Wasn't even a threat. This is the sickness. This is the world we're living in. These are not liberals. These are totalitarians. Let's go to Mark. Mark, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Mr. Jones.
Hey.
Mr. Murray. Hey. Okay, so I had a few points that I was going to bring up, but after listening to you go on, kind of changed my mind about what I was going to say about the Super Bowl. You know, you're talking about it's all been done by design. I kind of want to bring up a point to all the listeners out there. And God bless everybody that's out there, by the way. The ultimate designer is Satan in all of this, and it's pretty obvious in the later chapters of Matthew where he gets to talking about Jesus gets to talking and describing and saying, you know, a house divided cannot stand, and that's the root cause of all these problems. And you take that and you look at some of the, I guess you'd say, the prophecies that he's talking about looking for in the end of. You know, fathers will be against their kids, children will be against their parents. It's going to be this all-out, you know, unlawfulness just completely.
Well, yeah, women will be against their husbands, children will be against their parents. You'll be enslaved, you'll be cursed, you'll be overtaxed. I forget which part of the Bible that is. We ought to find that verse. Bible verse, your children will fight against you, and then it'll pull it up. But it's absolutely what happens when we enter into this zone. Appreciate your call, Mark. Good points. Let's talk to John in New Jersey. He wants to talk Super Bowl.
Alex.
Hey, go ahead.
I haven't watched the NFL since they wouldn't let Rush Limbaugh buy in a portion of the St. Louis Rams. It was full of baloney. But the best thing about last night was I had InfoWars to listen to in the meantime, and that was great that you were broadcasting. I started listening to you a year ago when you did your piece on Michael Savage's program when the Ukrainians and the Russians were coming into each other over Crimea, and I was so impressed with your knowledge that I've been a listener ever since. And I just got a couple of things. One is I want to compliment Rob Dew on his tech portions on the nightly news, man. They're great. And
thank
the other
you.
Thing is that I'm curious as to why such little reference is made to the revolution in the Philippines. That, you know, the whole society came against Marcos and his abuse of his power. And they did it without any bloodshed, and it seemed like that should be elevated as an example. Because you're getting through, man. I mean, I'm sure there are a lot of people like me that would rather have listened to InfoWars last night and the nightly broadcast on Sunday. Rather than watch the football game.
That's a good point. We should look at revolutions that have been successful. Thank you so much, John. Joe, Indico Kid, and others. Calls are coming up. Stay with us.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with for pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.